From Jack Hopkins Now. They think this ends it. That's where they're wrong. The Jack Hopkins Now newsletter #885, Thursday, April 30th, 2026. Let me say this as plainly as I can. This will be short. There's no dressing it up. No clever spin. No silver lining you can slap on it to make it go down easier. What came out of the Supreme Court today wasn't just a legal decision. A message about power. A message about control. And a message about who they believe will quietly accept both. Now here's where most people go wrong. They sit back. They shake their heads. They post something outraged. And then slowly, quietly, they adjust their expectations downward. Not in one sweeping move, but in a series of kicks in the teeth that train people to expect less, tolerate more, and eventually stop pushing back altogether. That's the real play. And if you don't understand that, you'll misread what just happened today. Because this isn't about one ruling. It's about conditioning. It's about testing limits. It's about seeing just how far things can be pushed before people stop reacting and start resigning. You're here. You're reading this. Which means you are not the passive audience they're counting on. You're not the person who shrugs and says, "Well, I guess that's just how it is now." And that matters more than you think. Because every meaningful shift in power, every single one, has always depended on a small group of people who refused to internalize the limits being handed to them. Not loud people. Not reckless people. But steady people, clear-eyed people, and that's where you come in. Because moments like this do one of two things. They either shrink people or they sharpen them. They either convince people they're powerless or they force people to get more precise, more focused, and more intentional about where they apply pressure. Is this bad? You already know the answer to that. What do with it? Do you let it drain you? Do you let it convince you the system is fixed beyond repair? Or do you recognize it for what it actually is, a signal that the stakes are real? A signal that the fight isn't theoretical? A signal that passivity is exactly what's being counted on? Look, I'm not here to give you empty motivation. I'm not here to tell you everything is fine. Pressure works. It doesn't always work instantly. It doesn't always look clean. And it rarely feels satisfying in the moment. But sustained, focused, coordinated pressure? Always has. Always will. And the people who understand that, the people who stay engaged, stay informed, and stay deliberate about where they put their attention and effort, those are the people who shape what happens next. Not the loudest voices. Not the angriest ones. So take a minute if you need it. Feel what you're feeling. But don't drift. Don't detach. And don't fall into the trap of believing that today defines tomorrow. What happens next does. And that part? Hold fast, back soon. Jack Hopkins, P.S. If you felt that knot in your stomach reading today's news, good. That means you're paying attention. Most people numb out right here. That's how ground gets quietly lost. But not you. Stay sharp. Stay engaged. And remember, the people who keep showing up long after the headlines fade are the ones who end up rewriting the outcome.